Tell us about Team Beef real quick. You updated the Florida Cattlemen's Association board. What was your message? And you guys are growing. You know, the group that's here is great. It sounds like a great program.
Team Beef now has 38 members and a waiting list. So I was updating the council, telling them where their money was spent. We had members race all over the country this year, Ironman Boulder. We've got a couple going to New York City for the triathlon next month. And then we have, you know, Couch to 5Kers, people who are just sharing their message on social media that beef is a powerful protein.
Is this 38 people? Is that a Florida team or is that a national team? Or how big of a scope are we dealing with?
It is a Florida team. A lot of the beef councils around the country have their own teams. Ours is one of the newest, but it's also one of the largest and the most active and most engaged. We have states ask us, what are we doing? How are we organized? Because what we do is we have ag and non-ag team members race, and they don't have to race particular races. They race their hometown races and share their message in their own hometown.
You say there's a waiting list. What's that mean? And if people want to get involved, how long do they wait?
Well, the Beef Council has been so supportive. They don't have to wait long. Applications for next year will open January and February. And if the Beef Council sees that there are people that want to be on the team, they will find a way to make that happen. So if you're interested in being on Team Beef, go to teambeefflorida.com. Applications will open in January.